my bonds in Christ? Dear believer, they're manifest in all the palace. Everybody, from the king all the way to the servants, they know about Christ. I've been able, under these circumstances, to bear testimony for him. Oh, I say, what a wonderful thing. The Lord, not changing those circumstances, but the Lord changing you and I. Many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, by the very fact that I'm in prison. Paul says, you know, I can see good coming from that. What would we be saying? Lord, I need you to remove these problems. Many of the brethren waxing confident by my bonds. He says, you know what happens? They're more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and of strife, and some of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention. Not sincerely. Supposing to add affliction to my bonds, but the other of love. Knowing that I am set. Am I? I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, he says, and I want to finish with verse 20, but I'll read these verses notwithstanding every way. Whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice and will rejoice. For I know. I'll dwell there a little minute. What do you know? Do you know the statistics of all the sports players? Do you know the scores and all of the mighty things that have happened in the world events today? Can you say, I know whom I have believed? And I am persuaded that which I have committed unto him against that day, he's able to keep that. Is there a measure of commitment in my life as a Christian? Or does commitment with me mean what the Lord is going to do to help me? Am I willing to take the other side? That commitment means that I've given my life to him, that he saved me, and I've said, Lord, now would you use me? Do you have something I can do for you? I'm just a teenager. I'm just 17. I'm just 18. But Lord, here I am. Would you use me? And the Lord comes back and says, you know, I use vessels that are clean. And I use vessels that are meet for the Master's use. I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And now listen to this. According to my earnest expectation. What was it that was before the Apostle Paul? What was his earnest expectation? What was his hope? Because what his expectations were and his hopes were, I believe the Lord wants that would be my expectations and my hopes. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Not only that, but that with all boldness, as always. Boldness in a world that has cast the Savior out. And Paul says, I long for the opportunity to speak a word for him. With all boldness, as always, so now also, and this is the point, so now also, Christ. I might be satisfied to say that Christ would be seen. But Paul is not satisfied that Christ is seen in his life. He's not happy to say that the Lord Jesus is viewed as walking in me. He says, I want him to be magnified. I want him to be larger than life in my life as I walk through this scene. You know, when my desire and your desire is that Christ should be magnified. I'll tell you, so many things will become clear. So many things will become crystal clear that many others are struggling with. I'll not have any doubt. I'll not have any question. I'll not have the many things that are hurting and hindering so many others if my desire is to magnify Christ. Where? In my body. That's what his desire was. You say, I don't know how Paul did the things that he did. Well, I can tell you something. This was what his heart beat for. There's a cost attached to this. We'll kid no one. There's a price. It cost him the world. Do we realize that? He had to make a choice. And he said, I want Christ to be magnified in my body. Young people, have you ever heard the phrase win-win? It's used often in the business world. That this is win-win. Well, this is true win-win in these verses. Whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ. But then he says something that would surprise so many. To me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. That's win-win. If I live here, I stay here in service for my Lord. And if I die, immediately I'm ushered into the presence of the one of whom we've sung tonight. Oh, may the Lord help us that truly the desire of my heart, I'll tell you something, it's not going to put you in a pathway with an awful lot of people. It's not going to. We need to be honest about that. Those who wholeheartedly want to serve the Lord Jesus in this day are few and far between. I'm not saying those that are Christians. Don't misunderstand me. I'm saying those that want to say with Paul, I want Jesus to be magnified in my body. But all I tell you, what reward. What a wonderful thing that Emil was speaking last evening when I have said, Lord, I want to be part. I want to be part of that, forget the word was that you used, the militia or whatever it was, but I want to be part of those who were here for you. I trust. And again, I think of what the word that we've said is exercise. It will take us down a path of exercise. It'll take us down a path where we apply his word to my circumstances. Not just that I know it, and I don't take away from knowing it, but I say the wonder of knowing his word is to apply it to help me in those things that look unclear and I don't know what to do. And then I apply this book and I pray for help from the Spirit of God. And the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. May the Lord help us.